If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and we are going to do some extremely local news right now. Jen Sabella joins us. She's Director of Strategy and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Wendy, how are you?
I'm doing well. All right, I am such a suburbanite. I don't know a lot about what's going on in this city of ours, but there's a bowling store that is the last independent bowling store, and it's closing?
It closed yesterday.
Ah.
Simmons Pro Shop. It's in North Center. It was there for 78 years. One of two independent bowling stores in the city. There is still one in the south side, but this is the last one up north. And Brian Simmons, one of our reporter, Mac Lederman, actually went in there to talk to Brian. He did a story on these bowling shops a couple years ago, and he loves to bowl, so he bought his bowling ball there, and he stopped in last night on the closing night, and the place was mobbed. The phone was ringing off the hook. He's like, I need to retire more often. His business was booming last night. But yeah, it's now that big box stores are selling bowling supplies, there's less of a need for these pro bowl shops. And he's been at it for a long time, so he's ready to retire. So losing a valuable business there, but there is still Andy's Bowling Pro Shop down at 63rd and Pulaski in West Lawn.
I'm pretty sure that's where I got my bowling ball. I was in a bowling league with some older ladies because I worked over. I worked overnights at the Loop radio station, and I wanted something to do, so I went and got, I think, my bowling ball. God, it was so pretty. It was only 9 pounds, and I got cool shoes and a little bag. And, boy, you forget about these independent bowling stores. I didn't know big box stores sell stuff like a bowling ball now.
Yeah, I think like both like, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods,
yeah,
things like that, and people order them online. And just bowling has become more of a social activity where people drink and have snacks, and they're not as hardcore about it. So they just use whatever balls are at the bowling alley.
Oh, well, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear that closing. Italian Village Restaurant, that is a great place. And now there's going to be something opening in the basement? What's going on?
Yes. So Italian Village, I've always been confused walking in there. I'm like, how many restaurants are in this place?
But exactly.
There used to be a little like bar and restaurant downstairs called La Cantina Enoteca, and they closed it. And they actually opened like last year this place called Bar Soto, which wanted to be like something a little more hip for younger people, for kind of the happy hour crowd. And it's been so popular, and the small bites menu there was so popular that they decided to launch a restaurant down there near the bar called Soto. It's going to be a little bit different than what you'll get at the regular Italian Village, a little bit more fusion food, elevate a little more fancy than the regular Italian Village, which has been in the Loop since 1927. And this Soto is being run by fourth generation siblings of Italian Village owners. It looks really cute in there. It just opened last week. You can go check it out. It's like a cozy little date night spot, and you could check out Bar Soto while you're there. They renovated it, but they used some of the old fixtures that have been in the building for many, many years. So it's a really cool place, and the food looks awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And let's go over to Wicker Park, an all-girls Catholic high school that has been operating for how long? They're buying some new land so they can stay open.
This is good news. As I'm a Mighty Mac over here, Mother Macaulay High School represent, but love the all-girls Catholic schools in Chicago. And, you know, these schools are struggling across the country. There aren't many left. Josephinium Academy of the Sacred Heart has been in Wicker Park since 1890.
Wow.
And the owners of the site put it up for sale, and it is a huge site, prime real estate in Wicker Park. They knew they were going to get about $30 million for this slice of land. So even though the Catholic school wanted to stay there, it was looking a little iffy for them. But they decided, the Sisters of Christian Charity, a Catholic religious order which owned the site, did sell part of the site to the academy, and the school will be able to stay open. The athletic fields on the site are going to be redeveloped. So look forward to condos or townhomes or some more you know, pricey real estate next door to the school. But the school is able to stay, which they were really concerned about when they realized the school was going up for sale. And it's just a pretty big success story for an all-girls Catholic school at a time when a lot of them are struggling.
Mother McCauley, huh?
Yep. I loved it. I know a lot of people say they didn't like their all-girls Catholic school, but I loved mine.
I'm a public. That's what, you know, all the girls who went to the Catholic schools called us publics. So, yeah, I'm a public. And finally, I am very unhip. My kids, my boys have Spotify. They were all going through their Wrapped. Well, this is now Chicago's Spotify Wrapped, which is basically what people in Chicago listen to the most in 2024. Give us a few of these.
Yes, the top songs have been by Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, Kendrick Lamar, Shaboozy, Post Malone, Morgan Wallen. Obvious, like those are some of the biggest stars right now in pop music. And the top number album streamed by the Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift has been on my Spotify laptop for like 6 years now, 7 years. I really need to branch out a little bit more, but it sounds like the rest of the city does as well. So, yeah, those are some of the top artists in Chicago. You can see the full breakdown at blockclubchicago.org. But, yeah, it's interesting. It was definitely a pop girly year with Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, Chappell Roan, and Charlie XCX. So, check out the full list on our website.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Jen Sabella, Director of Strategy and a co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Extremely local news. Really appreciate it, Jen.
Thanks so much, Wendy. Have a good one.
You too.